Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom. And good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that the number of people on the unemployment insurance rolls fell slightly for the first time in 20 weeks, while the tally of new claims also dipped. The tally of first-time claims for jobless benefits declined last week to a seasonally adjusted 621,000 from the previous week's revised figure of 625,000, nearly matching analysts' expectations. The total jobless benefit rolls fell by 15,000 to 6.7 million, the first drop since early January. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending May 28th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 3.2. Next year, 6.5. Corn this year, 23.8. Next year, 2.1. Soybeans this year, minus 0.9. And next year, 2.2.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.56 is down 19 points. The NASDAQ 1829 is up 3.97. And the S&P 500 at 932.37 is up 0.61 points. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're going into a cool and drier weather pattern for a couple of days here in the Midwest Corn Belt. The drier, of course, beneficial, but probably not long enough for fields that are not yet planted, as we do need several days in a row of dry weather for it to really be beneficial. But the rain now has pushed down to just the Ohio River Valley, extreme southern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio on southward. So most of the Midwest is dry this morning, and we're going to have dry weather in the area tomorrow. However, over the weekend, showers and thunderstorms will develop, and it appears that there's going to be a rather sharp boundary between warm air to the south and cold air to the north. Warm air is going to come back into Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio this weekend. Temperatures will get well into the 80s. There could even be a few places to the south where there's enough sunshine where 90 is possible on Sunday. And with that very warm air, it looks like it will be dry through the weekend and perhaps even into Monday for southern parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Those are some of the areas that have the biggest delays in planting. So we could potentially get almost 5 days of dry weather there, 4 to 5. And that might allow for some field access in some places. But unfortunately for producers, there's no guarantees of more than 4 days of dry weather, so it may not be enough for some locations. Meanwhile, this weekend, it will turn wet again in the upper Midwest, as just north of that front that I talked about, dividing the warm air to the south and cold air to the north, there's going to be a significant amount of rain, I think, because that front's not going to move much for a few days. So warmer air coming up from the south will be forced to rise up over the denser, colder air near the ground over the northern Midwest, and that rising air cools, condenses, makes the clouds that produce the rain. So right now it is likely that over the weekend, and even starting on Friday, but especially Saturday into Sunday, there will be frequent showers and thunderstorms from Nebraska and southeastern South Dakota across much of Iowa, southern Minnesota, the production areas of Wisconsin, far northern Illinois, and Michigan. Now, south of that area, once we get into Saturday and Sunday, there could be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in southern Iowa and northern Missouri on into the northern half of Illinois and northern half of Indiana. So that means some central locations could get a little rain over the weekend. But right now it appears that things are setting up to where mostly dry will occur there. And for the southern half of Illinois and Indiana and southern half of Ohio and southern Missouri, dry weather is expected through the weekend. Now there are some question marks going into next week, but all signs point toward cooler air starting to push southward again, and that will push the rain southward again. So there is the possibility at least of more rain falling in some of the areas that really don't need it early next week. And also temperatures turning a bit cooler than average, slowing growing rates. So not ideal conditions for the Midwest Corn Belt, but at least there's going to be several days at least of dry weather here coming up for some of the wetter parts of the Corn Belt. And by the way, while we're talking about all this rain, some of the northwestern Corn Belt has been rather dry of late, but it does look like a beneficial rain is coming to those areas. So areas that have crops in the ground already and established crops are probably going to fare quite well here over the next couple of weeks. We don't see any high heat coming in over the next couple of weeks. We do see probably the warmest readings being on about Sunday of this coming weekend for the next week and a half or so. Now, while we look at this, going quickly out to the plains, more rain is going to fall in the northern half of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, beneficial for crops there, a little drier and hotter farther south. In the northern plains spring wheat belt, things are running very slow there. Looks like they'll have some occasional showers, especially this weekend, and they're going to be running cool for a while, and that's going to be a problem for the crops that are in the ground. They're not going to have great drying rates, because of it being on the cool side. So we'll have to monitor that. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 673, up 1.25. Last trade up 9.75. The Chicago Board of Trade July wheat opened at 618.25, up 3/4. Last trade up 11. December 671.5, up 2.5. Last trade up 11.5. July corn opened at 433.75, up 1.25. Last trade up 5.25. December 455.5, up 0.5. Last trade up 5.5. July beans opened at 1182 unchanged. Last trade up 15.5. November 1043.25, down 3.75. Last trade up 17. And go out to July of 2010, 1028, the open there, down 3.5, last trade up 14.25. July soybean meal opened at 379.40, down 10, last trade up 5.10. July soybean oil opened at 39.35, up 10, last trade up 43. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Are we on high alert after seeing the supply and demand report regarding the soybeans and maybe the need to do some marketings and new crop, especially if you haven't done anything yet?
I would think so. I'm just watching these spreads and thinking that's probably what we ought to be doing. For today, though, we'll see a higher market, even in spite of large cancellations of buys in the export bookings report. Those buys that were canceled came from China Unknown and Japan. The crude oil strength, I think, will contribute to higher openings across the board in the grains, but we'll be up 12 to 15 cents. November beans is probably going to have a ton of resistance again at the 1080 level, and that's still another 20 cents higher than this overnight trade.
You mentioned the spreads. Is this shaping up like 2004, where we got tighter in June and then really widened out in July?
We probably are. We've got a lot of good news kind of front-loaded here in the beans.
Turn your attention to the corn.
Corn market, I think, will be 4 to 6 higher. The export bookings came in a little bit on the friendly side. I think the key is going to be how many of these funds step back in to buy. We've seen a big influx of money from the index funds, again, into the corn, wheat, and beans. But whether some new money comes in is going to be key. Corn will be a follower, Dave.
I'd like to see that corn stays above the 200-day moving average.
Yeah, and it did yesterday, and I think we've got good prospects of that again today. I'd like to see this December corn take a real hard look at this 462 mm-hmm. level today.
And the wheat, please.
On the wheat, will be a dime, maybe as much as 12 cents higher. Export bookings were bearish. But we still are seeing some other sectors on the supply side. Looks like it's going to be small.
And quickly, calls over on CME Livestock?
Livestock market, the hogs are going to be under pressure again, down 25, maybe as much as 60. Cattle probably be lightly mixed up, 20 to down 20 kind of thing.
Where do you expect the back end in nearby hog futures might be?
I really think that we will continue to see bear spread income in these hogs, and the back month, say like the December futures, could still test $65.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen Dearden. She is with AgriView in Moreton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and the time now is 9:01 Central Time.